Thank you, Master. Thank you and thank you. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forevermore. Someone say amen. Distinction by wisdom. It's our subject. Distinction by wisdom. Our objective today is to understand the wisdom way to distinction. Scriptures make it clear that the way of wisdom is the way of stardom. The way of wisdom is the way of stardom. To be wise is to rise, and to rise is to shine. We wrote a book titled Be Wise and Rise. Joseph was a man of wisdom, who was established in stardom in the land of Egypt. The wisdom of God is behind the making of kingdom stars. The making of kingdom stars. That same wisdom made Daniel in the land of Babylon. The question is, what is the wisdom way to distinction? If you are going to stand out in life, what do you do? What way do you follow? We have six things this morning that we must know, and that will take us to the place of stardom by wisdom. Number one, know your purpose. Your purpose. Purpose is pathway to distinction. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, God began to tell Jeremiah his purpose on the earth. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That purpose was made clear to Jeremiah. And the knowledge of that purpose made him to stand out in his world. Three things I will say at this moment. First, I said one already, that's 1A. The way of purpose is the way of destiny distinction. Anybody who knows his purpose, follows that purpose, can never end as a destitute. Second, to follow the way of purpose is to end in the place of prominence. To follow the way of purpose is to end in the place of prominence. Because scripture said in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29, it says, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? His business means his life assignment. What he is to do with his life. Not another business, his business. He shall stand before kings, not before ordinary people. To follow the way of purpose is to end in the place of prominence. Thirdly, life assignment is key to life enhancement and upliftment. Life assignment is key to life upliftment and enhancement. The assignment of your life is what will produce the enhancement for your life and produce the upliftment for your life. We saw that in the life of Joseph, Genesis chapter 41, verse 36 to 44. You can read that at your own leisure. When you follow the assignment of your life, it becomes the enhancement for your life, an upliftment for your life. My counsel is this. First, that is on the subject of purpose, knowing your purpose. Ask God to clearly reveal to you the purpose of your life. Clearly reveal to you the purpose of your life. I will stand up on my watch and I will watch to see what he will say. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. One of the most important prayers anybody can pray is, Lord, why am I existing? What did you bring me to all to do? And secondly, pursue your life's purpose with everything you have got. Pursue that purpose with all you have got. Write the vision that he may run, that readeth it. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. Know your purpose. 2 and 3. Somebody say amen. But as a clue, it's important to know that your purpose, any valuable purpose, must be profitable for both humanity and eternity. A purpose that is self-centered is just a personal ambition. It must be profitable to both humanity and eternity. Know your purpose. That is number one. Number two, wisdom ways to distinction. Two is know your potential. Your potential. Your giftings, your endowment, your endowment. What God has loaded inside you. Know your potential. What are the gifting combinations you have? What graces, what capacity, capabilities and things, what do you carry? Or gawety you carry? Because of the following. First, your gift is key to your lift in life. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him. You can say, and lifted him before great men. Your gift is the key to your lift. Joseph was lifted from prison to the palace by his gift. It's key to your lift. Second, your potential is your vehicle to prominence. is your vehicle to prominence. That also means that your potential is your vehicle to the palace. What will take you to the palace is your potential. Samuel anointed David, but what took David to the palace was the gift that was exposed. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 17 to 21. There is something you have and something you carry that will make you to effortlessly stand before principalities and powers and great men and great women on the face of the earth. Your gift, your potential is your vehicle to prominence. Your potential is your vehicle to the palace. Please put the scriptures that I'm quoting. The first one was Proverbs 18:16, and then the second on the B is 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 17 to 21. Finally, your potential is key to the realization of vision. It's key to the realization of your vision and purpose. There is a vision that you have, and there is a purpose in your heart. Your potential is the key. Your potential is key. The gift of dreaming and the interpretation of dreams made the vision of Joseph to finally come to pass. He interpreted, the butler said, "I saw someone in the prison." Genesis chapter 41 verse 9. "I saw someone in the prison who used his gift to help me." By using his gift, he eventually fulfilled his purpose. Somebody say amen. Know your purpose. Number two, know your potential. And this is my counsel. Identify. So I said, know your potential. And under knowing your potential, first thing I said, your gift is key to your lift. Your potential is vehicle to your prominence. And your potential is key to the realization of your vision and your purpose. And then, my counsel is this. Identify your giftings and your potential. Identify. What can I do? What do others struggle to do that I do effortlessly? As a matter of fact, those who know you might also identify some things you can do. One of my brothers, when we were growing up, he said, "The way you play with words, the way you just jam words, and the way you manipulate and maneuver, and the way you talk," he said, "you are either going to be a teacher or a lecturer, a professor or something. You are going to talk to people. You are going to be a speaker." He said, "You have something." He said, "There's a way you talk, you speak." Those who know you, those who are familiar with you, can once in a while be able to point out what they sense. Apart from God himself telling you and showing you your potentials, apart from yourself finding what comes out of you effortlessly, and then identify your giftings and potentials. Number two, develop your giftings and potentials. Develop your giftings and potentials. Whatever is undeveloped can never add value to your life. Raw talent is of minimal value Raw. Develop your giftings and your potentials, and finally, deploy your giftings and your potentials. Not necessarily because you are looking for money. Use the gift you carry to help somebody. Use the gift of your life to change somebody's life. Use your giftings to enhance people. Enhance the kingdom. My dear brothers and sisters, by the wisdom of God, you are able to know what is your purpose in life. You are able to know what is your potential. It will take you up. Number three, and I'm going to mention these other ones briefly because I'll speak about them in detail in subsequent services. Number three, know your place. Know your place. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. He said, I will appoint for my people. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people, Israel. I will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own. And move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore. There is a place for you. Purpose is place sensitive. And potential is also place sensitive. Say it another way. Destiny is location sensitive. A fish cannot survive in the desert. The ego doesn't live inside the water. If God has a purpose for you, and he has a calling for you, he also has a place for that purpose, and he also has a location for that potential. Am I communicating? There are some people today who are living in America who have no business there whatsoever because their assignment, their destiny, their purpose is to be fulfilled somewhere else. Am I communicating? Even when you want to get married, the way the man is talking can show whether he's your husband or not. Maybe he's talking of a place that is opposite what God has ever spoken to you or whatever is in your mind. Maybe he's talking of assignments and talking of issues that are completely opposite what is your life. There are people who married themselves into a marriage that took them completely out of divine plan and purpose. Am I communicating? Place. When we stepped into ministry, where we were to come to do ministry was clear. Place. Know your place. Know your purpose. Know your potential. Know your place. I'll talk about that in detail in the next service. Number four, know your prophet. For by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. There is a connection between your prophet and your influence in your generation. That was Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. There is a connection between your prophet and your influence in your generation by a prophet. The life of Saul was a wandering life, roaming about looking for missing donkeys until he recognized and connected with his prophet. David was forgotten in the desert. Such that when it was time to anoint a king, and they asked that they should send for the sons of Jesse, nobody remembered that he was there until a prophet pulled him out. There is a connection between your prophet and your prophet. You know that already. Church going is not for religious purpose. It's for destiny realization. Destiny activation. You don't just do religion for going to church. You connect with who has your mantle, who has your oil, who God has placed your fire in, who is to pull you out of where the enemy kept you. No, who is my pastor? Who is my prophet? Who is the one that God has placed over my life? I have had many influences and people who have spoken one thing or the other in my life and assisted me in one way, but I am not confused as to who is my prophet. And my prophet, connection with my prophet, brought so much profit, brought so much influence, brought so much force to my life. Know your prophet. You might have a very good friend whose prophet is different from your own. You don't get prophet by association. You get it by revelation. Am I communicating? My friend goes to this church, so I follow my friend. It doesn't work that way. Who is God? Who has God shown you? Who do you see in your dreams? Whose voice resonates with your heart? Who speaks the language you understand? Very important. Know your prophet. Is anybody getting anything at all out of this? Number five, know your principles. Your principles. Your principles. Principles are very relevant to a life of prominence in life. People who lack principles are plenty in the prison. Listen to this. You cannot get anywhere by living anyhow. Those who live anyhow don't get anywhere. You can't. That is, everything goes in a person's life where everything goes, they go nowhere. Principled people end up as excellent people. So what are the law? What are the rules that guide your life? Those who observe rules end up as rulers. Those who place themselves under commandments become commanders. Know your principles. This is allowable in my life. This is not allowable. I can't sleep like I am rehearsing how to die. I have to be awake. I have to be workful. Amen. I'll talk about more about that in the third service. Know your principles. And finally, number six, know your price. There is a price to pay for any destination of worth. Know your price. Listen to this and don't forget it for life. Part of knowing what you want in life is knowing what to do to get there. It's a part of knowing what you want in life. If you don't know what to do to get there, you don't know what you want. Somebody say, I want to end up as first class. Congratulations. What do you do to become a first class student? If you don't know what to do, you don't want to be a first class graduate. You don't. I mean, you know that you are not going to be aimlessly socializing like other children. You know, like that you are going to stay up. You know that you are going to monitor your CGPA from the first semester. You just monitor it first semester of first year, second semester, and then first semester of second year. And you are just monitoring. By the time you are in final year, you know whether you are in first class. By the time you are in second semester, you are aware that you are in first class or not. There is a realm you come, you know that if no matter what happens to the project, you're already in first class. Don't. Part of knowing what you want in life is knowing what to do to get it. Those who rise to the top, they don't rise by chance. They rise by fight. Even to take a flight, you need a fight. Rise by fight. So, know your purpose, know your potential, know your place, know your prophet, know your principles, and know your price. And we'll see you at the top. Stand up on your feet. Somebody is already at that top here. Who is that person? Who is that person already at the top? Who is that person? Who is that person? Who is that person? Destiny Christian Academy students, did you hear something this morning? Know what you should know all these things and know the price to pay so you can be at the topmost top in life. Watching via the satellite and the internet, you heard something this morning. Lift up your hands and lift your voice and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. The Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley. Father, we praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands and say to God, I receive the grace to know all I need to know in order to be where I need to be. Give me the grace, Lord. Give me the grace, Lord, to know what I need to know in order to end where I need to end. I receive your grace. I receive your mercy. I receive your help. Help me, Lord. Say it loud. I say, help me, Lord, to walk in your purpose for my life. To know your purpose for my life. Help me, Lord. To know all the gifts, the graces, the potentials you have put inside me. Help me, Lord. To know the place I am meant to function in. Both the place of assignment and the place of spiritual nourishment. Help me, Lord. To connect with the grace and the impact of my prophet to reach my destination. Help me, Lord. To be a person of principles, not to live carelessly, not to live aimlessly. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be disciplined enough to pay the price I need to pay in order to reach where I need to reach. I receive that grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth now and speak to God. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands before we go to the impartation segment. You are here this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with God. I've not lived according to divine principles, the principles of uprightness. I need forgiveness. I need mercy. I need help from God. Wherever you are, pick your Bibles and bags and quickly step forward here. Let me pray for you. Maybe there is a negative lifestyle that is overcoming you and you want the power of it broken. Also, quickly come forward here and let us pray with you. Maybe you backslid and you want to return back to God. We'll take that song, Holy, Holy, You Are Holy. And quickly come forward here and I'll pray for you. Now, and I'll give you the count of seven. Quickly, don't let anything stop you and be the first. One. For you today to ask for mercy, for forgiveness. Today it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace, Lord, to live for you. I receive the grace to do your will. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken, the grace to live for God. That grace is released upon you, and I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen.